Hey friend, welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos, where we invite Jesus right into the middle of our mess. I'm so glad you're here today, because we're about to talk about something that often gets overlooked or brushed off in a busy, hustle-driven world. Rest. And not just sleep or a quick nap, though I'm never one to turn those down. Okay, sometimes. But I'm talking about the kind of rest that reaches deep into your soul. The kind of rest that Jesus offers to the weary, the burdened, the ones just barely hanging on. You know, that kind of exhaustion where your body keeps going but your heart is dragging behind. Yeah, that kind of tired. So if you're here today, running on fumes, or maybe just barely running at all, you're not alone. And you're not too far gone. You don't need to clean yourself up or get it all together or push a little harder before you're allowed to pause. Jesus says, come to me. Just come. Come as you are. Come with your messy bun, your ponytail, your to-do list still unchecked, your worries still whispering. He's not asking you to be perfect. He's inviting you to rest. So let's pause, take a breath, and breathe. Let's start with a prayer. Jesus, thank you for your invitation to rest. I admit I'm tired, not just in body, but deep in my soul. I've been carrying burdens I was never meant to bear, and I need you. Help me to lay down the pressure to perform, the guilt that comes with slowing down and the fear of falling behind. Remind me that true strength doesn't come from striving. It comes from abiding. I receive your rest today, Lord. Wrap me in your peace. Revive my weary spirit and help me walk this day with grace instead of grind. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's okay to admit that you're tired, like really tired. The kind of tired that goes beyond needing a good night's sleep. Sometimes it's physical exhaustion from constantly being on the go. Other times, it's emotional fatigue from carrying invisible burdens no one else can see. And often, it's spiritual weariness. When your soul feels heavy, and your heart wonders how much longer you can keep going, whether it's the constant demands of motherhood, the pressures of work, strained relationships, or just the everyday hustle. Life can wear us down until we feel completely depleted. And yet, in those moments, we often feel guilty for needing rest. We just push through. We tell ourselves we should be stronger and fear that slowing down means falling behind. But Jesus never asked us to carry everything alone. His invitation in Matthew 11:28 is simple. It's gentle, and it's full of grace. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. All, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Not just surface level rest, no, but soul deep restoration that revives what life has drained. The kind of rest that doesn't just pause the chaos, but brings peace right in the middle of it. So today, take a breath. You don't have to keep striving to prove anything. Give yourself permission to step back and lean into Jesus. Let him carry the weight you were never meant to bear alone. Rest in weakness. It's a holy rhythm, a gift straight from God. And as you rest in him, you'll find new strength to keep going. Stronger, steadier, and more rooted in grace than ever before. Jesus, I'm worn out and running on empty. Thank you for inviting me to come to you with my weariness to find rest. Help me to stop pushing myself so hard and to accept the rest you freely offer. Refresh my soul and renew my strength so I can keep walking with you. Teach me to listen for your voice when I need to slow down. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I hope today's message reminded you that rest is not a reward. It's a rhythm God designed for you. You were never meant to carry everything on your own, and you certainly weren't meant to run on empty, just to meet expectations, yours or anyone else's. So maybe today, your kingdom win isn't checking off every box or pushing through exhaustion. Maybe it's stopping to breathe, to go sit in the sunshine for a few minutes, to close your eyes and whisper a prayer of surrender, to let God refill what life has drained. That kind of rest changes everything. I want to leave you with this. Where in your life do you most need rest right now? What does it look like for you to truly accept Jesus' invitation to come to him and rest? Write it down and commit to a small step toward that rest today. And then come back and share it with us. Take a deep breath. Release the pressure. Rest is holy. You are so deeply loved. Even in stillness. Until next time, keep leaning into the kingdom, even in the chaos.